This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning I am talking to Helen King from Environment Network Manawatu. Good morning, Helen.
Morning, you.
So, this is a thing that I know a tiny little bit about because Manawatu People's Radio came and supported the launch of this project. I think.
Gosh.
We're talking about Ruahine Kiwi, which is quite an exciting project, right?
It's a very exciting project. Ruahine Kiwi is a project that's been running collaboration with Environment Network Manawatu and Manawatu Eastern River Hapu Collective for the last 3 years, and it's focused on getting kiwi back into the Ruahine ranges in 2026. This was funded through Department of Conservation Jobs for Nature funding, which has ceased as of this year, but we are still moving forward at this stage with the hope of being able to reach that rather ambitious goal. It's an amazing project, and people are really lit up by the idea that we could have this iconic New Zealand bird in our backyard again, where it hasn't been for such a long time in the really near future.
That's right. I mean, the idea of there being wild kiwi within basically shouting distance of where people live is astounding. It's really cool. And the thing that I really liked about what I saw of the project when I came to the launch, and of course this is, you know, some time ago, the launch, but it was that it was incredibly practical. You know, there was a really clear plan about predator control and trapping and being out in the places and seeing the terrain and, you know, making sure that everything was working the way it was supposed to do. So that was really cool.
And that's happened over the last 3 years. What we've managed to do is set up 86 trap lines, over 23,000 hectares, over 2,000 traps, and we've caught over 8,000 predators as well. And the predators we're trying to get are the mustelids. So they are the stoats, the weasels, and the ferrets as well, which we get as well, because they're the ones that like to prey on kiwi. We've done a great job of doing that. So the next 2 years is about maintaining those traps, keeping the catches going so that environment's kiwi ready.
So not so much of a focus on rats?
No, we do catch rats and hedgehogs and all of those things because they wander into the traps, but they're not a primary kiwi threat. Apparently they threaten a lot of other things. So if we kill them in the process, obviously, you know, that's helpful to the environment.
Hedgehogs were a big surprise to me. That didn't occur to me at all, but I have a friend who keeps backyard poultry and apparently hedgehogs will go for them. It had not even occurred to me, but they are actually quite a menace. So you said just before I hit record that the project is kind of going into a new phase.
Yes.
Do you want to explain what that is perhaps?
At this stage, what we're actually looking to do is basically keep those traps checked and baited and maintained so we can keep on catching the predators. Because the idea is to get those predator numbers down to a point where the kiwi can be reintroduced. And that's our main focus right now. But we're looking for community support to help us do that. Funding is always a thing that we need. And the community so far has been very generous through a Give a Little page that we are running in collaboration with Jenny and Holmes, who are a supporter of the project. And you can go to Give a Little and you can have a look at that page and donate. And we also encourage people to go to our website and obviously read about what we're doing and follow our pages as well and keep in touch. There was a really good article as well in the last Palmy Proud edition, which really details the project, and a beautiful film that went with it as well, which is really worth a watch if you're interested in predator control in our area about what's actually going on as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's one of those things where I don't know if people necessarily appreciate it, but with something like predator control, you do absolutely have to keep on top of it.
It's a lifetime thing.
Yeah, because there's no there are places like Zealandia in Wellington where you can feasibly like build a fence and then control the environment. But the rural hen ranges aren't at all like that.
No, they're not a fenced area, so you have to carry on. But actually, every even the fenced areas, I remember going out to Kapiti Island, and I've been out there a couple of times because it's beautiful, still a ton of traps on the beaches. And I kind of said to the guy who was the ranger, I said, why are there traps and you're predator free? He said, well, rats can float over on driftwood, and a pregnant rat in a very short amount of time can really infiltrate the island. So you've always got to be on the alert. But yes, the we can't fence off the Ruahini range.
No. And you know, if you manage to get the predators down to a manageable level for the kiwi, but then you stopped controlling them, what's going to happen is that predators are going to go, there's a lot of really great food here. You know, bring the cousins. Yeah. So you absolutely have to stay on top of it. So do you have off the top of your head that give a little page, or is it best for people just to search for Ruahini Kiwi on that platform?
Yeah, just search for Ruahini Kiwi on that platform. And again, to find out more about the project, go to www.enm.org.nz, or you can come and visit us. We're at 145 Cuba Street, and we can talk to you a little bit about the project as well. But we just love people to get on board and, you know, to be walking alongside us in this process.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Helen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.